This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Russia reported no breakthroughs Friday in the high-stake talks on the heated Ukraine border standoff aimed at preventing a feared Russian invasion. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met in Geneva for roughly 90 minutes at what the American said was a, quote, critical moment, but there was no apparent movement on either side. Blinken said the U.S. and its allies remain resolute in rejecting Russia's most important demands, which were laid out in two proposals last month and reiterated on Friday. Moscow wants NATO to promise Ukraine will never be added as a member, that no alliance weapons will be deployed near Russian borders, and that it pull back its forces from Central and Eastern Europe. Blinken told Lavrov the U.S. would give Russia written responses to Moscow's proposals next week and suggested the two would likely meet again shortly after, possibly delaying any invasion for at least a few more days. Members of the Islamic State group have launched two sophisticated deadly attacks in Syria and Iraq, including an attempt to break into a prison where suspected extremists are being held by U.S.-backed fighters. Iraqi and Syrian officials and activists said Friday attacks left 11 Iraqi soldiers dead and killed at least seven U.S.-backed Syrian fighters. At least 23 ISIS gunmen were also killed when about 100 extremists tried to storm a prison in northeast Syria, housing about 3,000 suspected extremists, including former Islamic State commanders. The attacks are believed to be the largest since ISIS lost the final sliver of land it held nearly 3 years ago. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council unanimously condemned this week's deadly attacks on Abu Dhabi by Yemen's Houthi rebels as, quote, heinous terrorist attacks and called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. But in a statement before the meeting on Friday, the council's Norwegian presidency also strongly condemned the newest strikes in Yemen that have left scores dead, one of which hit a prison, leaving more than 200 people killed or wounded. The declaration on the Houthis came after an apparent drone attack by the Iran-backed rebels near oil storage facilities in Abu Dhabi left two Indians and a Pakistani dead. The Emirates have had a major role in the Saudi-led coalition defending the official government of Yemen against the Houthis in the more than six-year-old conflict. At least 13 people were killed and scores injured when a truck carrying explosives to a gold mine in western Ghana detonated, flattening a rural community, police said on Friday. Smoldering timber and torn-up sheet metal marked where hundreds of houses had stood in about a settlement 200 kilometers west of Ghana's capital. The blast left a crater roughly 20 meters wide. Rescue workers combed the site while excavators dug through the larger piles of dirt and debris. About 180 people were injured by the explosion, police said. It was not immediately clear what caused the accident. Police said a motorcycle crashed into the truck, then caught fire, and a government statement suggested a roadside power transformer could have played a role. Three studies released Friday offered more evidence that COVID-19 vaccines are standing up to the Omicron variant, at least among people who received booster shots. They are the first large U.S. studies to look at vaccine protection against Omicron, health officials said. The papers echo previous research, including studies in Germany, South Africa, and Britain, indicating available vaccines are less effective against Omicron than earlier versions of the coronavirus, but also that boosters significantly improve protection. One study found vaccine effectiveness was best after three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines in preventing COVID-19-associated emergency department and urgent care visits. Another study showed three shots of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were about 67% effective against Omicron-related symptomatic disease compared with unvaccinated people. Two doses, however, offered no significant protection against Omicron, the researchers found. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.